I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey guys, this is the Hollywood Life Podcast, and we are extra excited today because we have someone very special here who we followed along through her whole journey and through her incredible success. And that is Maddie Poppy, the winner of American Idol. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yay.
We are really happy to have you. And we're here with Ali Stagnita, our on-air anchor and writer, and our producer, Nick, who, as usual, is silent.
Silent Nick.
But somebody who's not silent and who was the well-deserved winner of American Idol, Maddie Poppy. I have to tell you, from the very beginning, I watched American Idol with my whole family, and I'm lying, with one of my sons and my husband, so partial family, but we followed from the very beginning. I was very curious to how the whole new American Idol was going to be, and it was just like such a giant success and so engrossing, and right from the start, we thought you were incredible, and we were rooting for you, and every week we'd vote, and we were so worried that the right thing wouldn't happen, and then it did. So how are you feeling at this point? You are in the midst of the American Idol Live 2018 tour, 47 cities you are visiting, and you're about halfway through. You're still standing. How are you feeling about having your life totally transformed and like being epically famous now?
Well, thank you, first of all. It's really awesome. My life has just turned like completely different. But it has been all a lot of fun. You know, at times it's overwhelming, but it's mostly, all fun, everything I ever dreamed of. But being on the road too, on tour, has been a lot of fun. I've been with, you know, some of my best friends on the road, the top seven, and we have had so much fun. I mean, it's kind of bittersweet, you know, because it's like when it ends, it's going to be so sad to leave everybody behind. But then again, we're all starting our new journeys, you know, kind of outside of American Idol. And so it's pretty bittersweet.
Well, what convinced you to try out for American Idol? You're from Iowa and you had been performing and you tried out in some like kind of local contests, but that really hadn't gone anywhere. So what convinced you?
I had tried to get gigs anywhere I could in Iowa. This was last summer. And my dad just came up to me and said, you know, American Idol's coming back. And I was like, oh, well, that's, you know, weird. And and he said, you know, why don't you just try out? And I was like, you know, I don't know. I've done that kind of stuff before and it's never worked out. And so, I mean, it's never worked out to even like me even getting on the show. And so I was a little hesitant at first, but then they talked me into it, you know, just because eventually I was like, you know what, why don't I just have fun? Just see how far I could go.
And just remind us, which city did you go to get discovered in?
New York, actually.
Oh, you came here.
Mm-hmm. Had you come back?
Yeah. So this is a good luck place for you. Had you been to New York before?
I had been to New York the year before, just because I was visiting relatives out here.
And so tell us about what it was like going to that first New York edition. Like, what kind of process did you go through? Because, you know, everybody wonders how this all happens. We see the video of the thousands of people all in line. How do you go from being in that line to kind of getting winnowed down to making it eventually into the room in front of the judges?
Yeah, so the first open call was in August, and it was August 29th. Wow, it's coming up on a year.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, August 29th in Omaha. And yeah, it was, you know, it was scary, but I made it through that round. And then after that, I went to Chicago, made it through that round. And then I made it to the judges, and I was like, wow, you know, I'm here. And I was really nervous. But as soon as I got in there, they were so friendly and genuine, and they were so nice to me that it just, I felt so comfortable right away.
Was there a judge that you were nervous to see more than another?
I think I was nervous to see Katy Perry because I didn't know what she would be like. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because, you know, I think girls in any industry are always intimidating, you know, to meet because, you know, you're in the same kind of business and you don't want to step on each other's toes or be in competition or anything like that. And so I really didn't know what she would be like. Mm-hmm. But luckily, me and her hit it off well. And we, you know, she was always so complimentary of me.
Well, we've got a surprise here. We just got a new guest who joined us, and we're so happy that he came. And that's because we are now here with Caleb Lee Hutchinson, who was the runner-up for American Idol. And it just so happens that Caleb and Maddie, as you all know, I know you all know, that they are girlfriend and boyfriend and that they met on American Idol. Welcome, Caleb.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're really happy to have you. So we were just talking about auditions and about what convinced Maddie. She told us how her dad kind of urged her to audition for American Idol. What made you decide to take this leap?
I think I kind of did it just because I had I didn't really have anything going on musically, you know. Like, I'd been gigging and doing stuff for years, but I didn't have many doors opening. And, you know, I think if it hadn't worked out, I would have went to college or whatever, but I had no idea what I wanted to do, and I still have no clue what I would have went for. So yeah, I just took a chance, and you know, I don't know if I really thought it was going to work out or whatever, but yeah, no, it was, I just did it because I had no clue what to do with my life, and it happened to work out really well.
And so where did you do your audition? Maddie said she came to New York for her first one. Where did you go?
I auditioned in Savannah, Georgia.
I see. Can I just ask you, when did you get your voice, your deep voice? Like, when you were a little kid, did you have this deep voice?
I feel like I got it somewhere around like 13.
Oh, so it was...
It was kind of early on, I think.
So it was a becoming a teenager thing.
Yeah, I had a couple years of cracking, I think.
You know, did you sing before then?
Oh, yeah. No, that was my big... I had to accept that when my voice changed, I would no longer... you know, be able to grow up and be the front man in like a Guns N' Roses cover band.
Mm. That must have been hard.
It really broke my heart. No, it really did. But yeah, that was beforehand, I was going to be a rock and roller, and then the voice did not allow it.
I see. So you had to readjust your goals.
Indeed.
You were going for the Bo Bice thing, but you got the Scotty McCreary thing.
Right.
Exactly. Well, I was telling Maddie that, you know, I watched the show with my family from the beginning, and I remember with your audition that it was just such a shock because, you know, you came out and it was so unexpected, this big deep voice from this, like, you're very angelic looking. You don't look going to have that.
I appreciate that. That's not a compliment I get every day, so I appreciate it.
So in terms of the experience, let me just ask you about the judges first, because we were talking about how Katy was very warm and kind of not like you, Maddie was intimidated by her. Did you get much interaction with the judges that wasn't in front of the camera? Like, you're smiling a lot. Was there like, what did you learn from them, or advice did you get off camera or at other times?
You know, we got like a little bit of being able to talk to them and stuff in passing, but you know, most of the interaction we got with them was on camera, just because, you know, it'd be kind of unfair if anybody got more than the other. So I think, you know, the main advice that I got and that they really gave all of us was just to, you know, be ourselves, and you know, that applies to so many of us, but I think everybody was on this season was kind of their own thing, and so you know, no one could try to be anybody else because it would have just been really weird. So I think their main thing was reinforcing that we should be ourselves.
I see. That kind of reinforcing your style, your vision. And in fact, that happened. And Maddie, I think that you have like a very sort of it's a beautiful and a really unique sound, but it's a little different from what a lot of kids, young people hear on the radio today. How would you describe your sound?
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, that's kind of difficult to describe.
Like, who's your inspiration?
Oh, my inspirations are Brandi Carlile, Sarah Bareilles. You know, I really like Regina Spektor and Ingrid Michaelson. I think they're all so great. But, I mean, you know, I can't really decide on a genre. I like the folk kind of thing, but I feel like I write pop, kind of, but I also like... I just recorded a new song and it feels kind of country. I think it's kind of smart to cover all your bases. And I didn't do that on purpose, but I'm just kind of realizing that it might be a good move because, you know, it can widen my audience, I guess.
Right. To be really versatile. I just mean that that's what another reason why I was so impressed that America voted you the winner, because you had such a unique style and not sort of typical like rap and hip hop and EDM, the stuff that's kind of popular at the moment, but that you were so appreciated. Now, Caleb, do you have inspirations? Who's your role model?
I have a lot of mine are some of the older guys I grew up listening to, like the Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggards of the world. But nowadays I really love like Jason Isbell, Sturgill Simpson. Folks like that I really dig. I love Eric Church and Dierks Bentley and those kind of dudes that are doing some really awesome stuff mainstream.
Yeah, you like the crossover.
Well, and I feel like it's not surprising, though, with Maddie, because I know you're impressed. You said you're impressed about America, like, taking to her sound. But it's a very, like, Taylor Swift
thing to do because it
attracts all these different people who like one, maybe like one part, but then they like the whole thing. It's very... Taylor, Joni type vibes.
Yeah, and that's Stevie. True. And it just shows how, I mean, Taylor started from a certain genre and look at how she's grown. Okay, now, so the two of you, I think I read that you spotted each other at an audition. Like, can you tell us about the time you first saw each other and locked eyes and, like, was it love at first sound or first eye lock?
I had that question too.
I actually saw Caleb before he saw me, and I was sitting in the audience at the Dolby Theater, and I was watching.
And where in the, at what point was this?
This was the first round of Hollywood Week.
Oh, okay.
And so I didn't have to sing until the next day, so I was watching, you know, everybody from the first day go up there, and there were some really good people, but then I saw Caleb go up there, and as soon as he started singing, I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Like, I had, like, I got teary-eyed, and I got chills and goosebumps, and that never happens for me. And you can actually see in a clip, the camera cuts to the audience when he's singing, and my face is like, wow. And I remember, I still have texts. My dad was sitting in the audience in the upper balcony, and I texted him. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I get to group round, I need this guy in my group. And he says the same thing back. He's like, yeah, you got to make sure you get this guy. So then I went up and I talked to him and I told him how good I thought he was. And he was so shy
at
first.
She scared me.
He was so shy at first. I was like, you're so good. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And he's like, thanks. And then I was like joking around. I'm like, man, learn how to take a compliment. And
she freaked me out. It was weird because, like, it wasn't like I came to American Idol trying to find a girlfriend or anything. And so I was sitting or standing talking to a bunch of people, and she just randomly walked up and started talking to me. And so I was like, what is this? Was she trying to sell me? And so, it freaked me out. And then, you know, obviously she's a fine-looking woman, so I was just kind of like, what is this? It's just too good to be true.
Yeah. So you didn't think that she was trying to kind of psych you out?
I wasn't trying to flirt, though.
Right. That's what I was going to ask. At all. You were, it was a competitive thing. Was. You were like, no, I want you on my team.
He disagreed.
She saw it, and she said, yes.
He's great. He's great now or whatever. But, like, at first. No, I mean, at first, I just... I was single too, and I wasn't looking for anything. I wanted to just be successful in this competition. But when I met him, we just hit it off right away, and we hung out like every day since then. And we were just friends for the longest time. And what happened, Caleb?
Yes, how did it turn?
Yeah, Caleb.
How did it go from friendship to romance?
Well, I think it had something to do with the baby blues above my nose. I'm talking about my eyes. Thank you. No, I don't know. We were like best friends, and it really just like, yeah, I don't know. I ain't the mushy gushy type, but yeah, she really captivated me. I thought she was really great, and then it really felt like middle school there for a minute, where it was just like, you know, our friends would be like, Maddie thinks you're cute. And I'd be like, no, she does not. I was like, she does not. Because, man, I like tried to kind of make moves and like flirt and stuff. Like, I remember there was like a few things. I tried to hold her hand one time and she wouldn't do it.
I
have a story, and this is real gross.
Okay.
I had a wart on my hand. And I couldn't, I was like, if he feels this wart on my hand, he isn't going to be into me anymore. So I just pretended, oh, you can't hold your hand.
Mm. That is the story. Hard it's to true. Get.
Do you still have it, or did you have it taken off?
I don't really want to talk about it. Listen, I've had it burned off many times. This is so gross. We need to get on up.
Hey, guys. But you know it's true love.
You know it's true love if he still loves you, even though you have a wart on your hand.
Yes.
Oh, even it's
though,
so gross.
Even though you're disgusting, I still love you.
Thank you.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
She gave me a wart, and, you know, now we just...
You oh, have now don't say that. That sounds wrong,
If it sounds wrong...
New topic.
Let's,
new
hold on,
topic.
Hold on. Let's talk a little bit more about these warts. Now,
she's gonna. You're gonna. Leave
anybody
this
have any fun moles?
You're gonna leave this room without a girlfriend.
Now, how did it? So what did? So what then was the moment, or did you have a talk and you like confessed your feelings for each other? Like, how did it then happen?
I remember a really awkward night at a Chinese buffet when we all went out, and I just kind of put it out on the table, and it was just like. Because it was just weird between us for a while. Because we had
Why was that awkward that night?
Because you were running from your feelings.
See, that's what happens when artists date artists. You all are so emotional and like in touch with your feelings. So you have to be to perform, and so then, like, you know what each other are thinking. It sucks. You can't hide anything.
No, it was just us like goofing around for a couple months, and then eventually it was just like, hey, we like each other. That's weird. Because me and her both, like, typically find things about people that are annoying rather quickly.
Uh-huh.
And so, but, like, no, we were just best pals.
Yeah, we were. We were just best pals.
We had no choice.
He was into me pretty early on, what can I say?
Well, it sounds like
no,
it.
No, I'm
really
kidding.
Into
but
you.
He was making the moves first. Like, he was trying to, like, oh, you know, we'd be talking, and he'd be like, Maddie, so do you want a summer or a winter wedding?
I would never get married in the winter.
Subtle.
I said spring.
It would be stuff like that. And I'd be like, you know, I knew he was joking, but like there was like some seriousness to it. And I was just like, you know, it was really awkward, but eventually I gave in.
Well, that's really good.
Perseverance.
You see, it paid off. And the thing is that it was such an incredible moment when, of course, when the two of you were the last two standing for American Idol, and then he just broke the news. But, you know, a lot of girls had noticed you. So, I mean, I know a lot of guys noticed you too, but we did have some Hollywood life because we have mainly female audience. So they did notice the blue eyes. Oh.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I was actually, at first, when we started dating, because we were dating before the show even aired, and we, I remember he would get all these girls commenting on his Instagram, and I was like, I want him to announce that we're dating so that people know to back off.
But then did you, like, want it to wait out, though, until, like, the show, like, carried on and, like, you guys knew that? Because, like, you didn't want, like, votes for that reason.
You know, honestly, I wanted to announce it, like, ASAP, just because I was proud of it. But he wanted to wait because he did say he wanted the single woman vote. And I understand that. I get that.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's fair.
It was a career move.
It's a career move.
Here's the key there. That's part of it. But my main concern was I didn't want people voting for me or voting for Maddie or not voting for one or the other because of a relationship. Like, we were there to be singers. And that's just like really personal. Like, anytime they talked to me, all I said was like, yep, my parents are great. I have a dog. And that's as personal as I got other than like the last episode. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, Maddie won. Here's the thing. Maddie won because of her talent. She didn't win because she was dating me.
Right.
And if before it aired, we were just like, hey, guys, by the way, we're dating. You could sit here and say, well, Maddie used her relationship to gain support.
People say that now, though. Right, whenever I post a picture of us together, you post a picture of us together, it'd be like, you're using each other for fame.
But that was like not it at all. Because it was really until the end.
Mm-hmm. But had you discussed that you were going to do that? Or was that just, it just blurted out? Like, it just felt right to say it?
So that morning, the executive producer actually came up and was like, hey, so Ryan Seacrest found out about your relationship today. If something happened, you know, since it's the finale tonight, if something were to come up, would you guys be okay with it, like, getting out? And we both said, yeah. And I think you were hesitant. You were like, sure. But I was like, yes.
Tell everybody. Do you? I feel like, because at first I thought you were pretty, like, you have a competitive edge to you. Because, like, when you saw him, the first thing you thought, you were like, he needs to be on my team. But then when you just said that, I feel like you kind of have the competitive edge. Is there one that's more competitive than the other between you guys?
We were never really competitive against each other on the show. We kind of teamed up.
Yeah.
And hated everyone else. No, I'm kidding.
It's like the Hunger Games.
No, yeah.
No, we were always on each other's side. I don't think it was never competitive between us.
Yeah, I wasn't. I mean, like, the whole, I did Idol just because, you know, I wanted to see what would come of it and I wanted to do my best. But I don't think I was ever like, oh, I need to get top 50. I need top 24. I need this. I need that. It was more like, I just want to do good and have fun.
I
got cut the first day or not. And then, like, yeah, once me and Maddie got close, of course I wanted her to win because it was like, you know, it was obvious she really, really wanted to.
Well, it wasn't obvious.
I mean, it was so.
But you would have been happy either way if one of you.
Here's the thing. And say, Lord,
when the whole thing started, of course you want to keep, you know, like, excelling and getting through every round. And then once it got to top 14, my goal was like, I told myself, if I make top 5, then I'll feel like I have accomplished something here. Well, but winning was never really on my radar. I never thought I could do it. And I was always looking around at who else could win. And I thought Katie Turner or Caleb. When we were at top 14, I remember thinking Katie's going to win or Caleb's going to win. And but it was never, I never looked back at myself. I thought, you know.
And did you still feel that probably at top 7?
Yeah.
Were all the same group?
Honestly, winning was never on my radar. Winning was never like, oh, I've got to do that. Because I never thought I could do it. So I didn't want to set my mind. I didn't want to set my goals to do something that I didn't think I could do, you know, because then I.
Right. I don't know. So now, did you know also that Cade and Katie were having a relationship?
Cade and Gabby.
Cade and Gabby. Gabby. Oh, it's confusing.
Okay. Gabby. Yeah, okay. It is. Cade and Gabby. Yes, we were the OGs, though.
Yeah. Like, Cade, no, it's true, though. We were there when Cade was like, hey, me and Gabby are talking. And we're like, yeah, go for it.
Well, right. And then we had spotted them making out at an after party.
Yeah, we broke the news about their relationships.
You know what's funny? I think if that's, was it top 14?
That was when they walked around holding
hands.
That
after party, they were walking around holding hands and then they're like, oh my gosh, everyone knows about it. Well, they were holding hands. Well, guess what? Me and Caleb were literally like sitting right next to each other, taking like pictures together, and no one suspected anything. Because I think everyone was like, Kate and Gabby are dating. So why would there be another couple?
It's so unusual.
So I think I think
that really happened a lot on American Idol.
Yeah. So yeah. No one.
And are they still together?
Yes.
Well, because all of you now are traveling, aren't you? Like, are you all? You're all together on this tour, and you're all getting, according at least to Maddie, you're all getting along really well, and you're already halfway through.
That is true.
And you're on with Chris Allen too, so he's obviously an American Idol alum. Has he kind of given you guys some good advice on how to take on these next few years, probably after, you know, winning and being up there?
Yeah, I love him. I think he's so great. Yeah,
Chris is like a fun uncle or something. You know what I mean? Like, no, Chris is just cool. Like, I'm so jealous of him. He's just always cool. And his kids are adorable.
Yes, his kids are cute.
Oh.
He's got it like all together. And I feel like him and I have some similarities, you know, in kind of the way we perform, how we want things done. We have the same kind of mindset about a lot of things. I find myself, whenever I have an opinion on something, he has the same opinion. Like, we're very similar in that way. And like, you know, just like how we both like to play acoustic, and we have the same sense of humor. But yes, I've really enjoyed being on the road with him. I think he's such a fun guy to be around.
How do you feel like you've developed musically on the tour? Because you're doing so many dates now, you're singing so much.
Me personally, like, I've got to play country music to a lot of audiences that aren't necessarily full of a bunch of country music fans, which, you know, is an interesting thing, because, like, when you're doing it on TV, everybody's just kind of there to be loud and have fun and be a TV audience or whatever. Other than that, the only thing I'd ever done was, like, restaurants and bars and festivals or whatever. So, like, and all of that was in Georgia, basically. So, I mean, it's been a new thing for me to kind of try to engage people and convince them that what I'm doing is all right. And but, you know, at that same time, too, I've been very surprised and grateful at how great, like, these crowds have been at these shows. And, yeah, they're really supportive and awesome.
And after the tour, do you know what you're doing? Do you have plans, like, career-wise, what's happening next for each of you?
I think we're both planning on recording some music and hopefully getting an album together. I know I am. And getting to play more shows around, you know, not just in Iowa.
Right. Well, yeah. Are there thoughts as to moving anywhere, like moving to Nashville, moving to L.A.?
New York.
We'd welcome you here in New York.
We could hang out.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it, and that's actually the scariest thing to think about, because I am so close with my sisters and my family that it's so hard to leave them behind. And I don't know. Oh, it'd be hard to make a permanent move. I know it's something I got to do, but I don't like thinking about it.
Yeah.
You're 4 hours from home.
Yeah, Nashville is like, you know, 4 hours, 3.5 hours or so. But, man, it's rough. It's rough because, like, my mom is having a hard time letting the baby bird fly from the nest. Mm. Like, it's really taking a toll on her. But, no, I'm hoping that I can make a move to Nashville, possibly.
Well, the thing is that, listen, you're famous now. You have fan bases. You're talented. You're going to be finishing, you know, performing in front of audiences at 47 different cities. And, you know, you've been on American Idol. So is there, like, advice you're getting? Because you want to grab this, what you've got already, and then you both love music and performing, and then, you know, turn it into a career that lasts for decades. So are you getting advice?
I think I think the main thing I carry with me is kind of what I learned through the show, and it's just and even before the show, is, you know, I was working hard and just going with the opportunities I was given before the show. The difference is, like, then I didn't really have any opportunities happening. So I think right now what's key is just being voice crack. Is just being, you know, like, true to myself and true to the music I'm making and just working hard. But I think that's really the key.
Yeah, I'd second that too. I just want to keep doing what I've been doing. I don't want to let anything take a hold of me and change me.
Yeah.
Don't. That's good.
Yeah. You worried about like fame or somehow changing you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it will, but you never know.
Yeah.
That stuff happens quick.
Did you get to meet Kelly Clarkson?
I did. Yes. She was the most real person, down to earth, human, regular person. Awesome person I've ever met. Like, she didn't even know she was Kelly Clarkson. She didn't. she was just like a cool regular person. Yeah, it was like, she is one of the biggest celebrities in the world, and mm-hmm. she was just so cool.
And did she give any advice to you guys?
She was really concerned about how they were treating me. She's like, oh, how is it? Are they good to you? Have they been taking care of you? And I said, yeah, of course. And she, she just kind of told me, stay true to yourself. Just, I mean, you know, what everyone's been saying, but it was really nice to talk to her. She talked to me backstage at the Radio Disney Music Awards for like 15 or 20 minutes. It was nice.
Are we going to see you at some of the other award shows coming up? Because it is award season starting. Are there plans? Yeah,
I guess you'll just have to tune in and see.
How are people going to find out? How do they know? Like, do they follow? Should they be following you on Instagram?
At Maddie Poppy.
Yes, for
on
sure.
On Twitter. Like, where's your news going to be announced for all your fans that are listening?
For sure. Yeah, I'm on all platforms, just Maddie Poppy. And I announce, you know, where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing, and stuff that I've done.
Well, I have one more question for you guys, too. Well, yeah, and Caleb, where can they find you?
Where are they going to find you?
Oh, yes. Hi there. If you'd like to follow me on social media, I'm at Caleb Lee Music. That's C-A-L-E-B-L-E-E Music. Thank you.
And are you going to announce everything you're doing?
Oh, yes.
So that fans can follow you?
As my plot for world domination unravels and I take over the music industry with Maddie by my side, I will certainly tweet.
Okay, well, you ask your question, and then if it's different from my question, I have another one.
Wait, I want to know if we can expect music from the two of you together on the same track, a duet.
Ooh.
We saw you sing together today.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think that maybe, I don't know, it would be nice. I think we are concerned about our solo careers.
True that.
More, probably, right now. But probably eventually.
Yeah, it would be an honor for sure.
But, and how do you plan to keep your relationship going?
Do
you have friends for me?
I have so many. I have so many friends.
Brothers?
Yeah. I have an older brother. I really do have an older brother.
All right, we'll talk later.
Okay, awesome.
We'll take that offline. Yeah. The fixing up. How are you going to keep your relationship together? Like, you're in Iowa. Are you going back to Iowa and you're going back to Georgia? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do?
Tell them, Caleb.
Well, guys, love will keep us together. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't fear about that because the way has been made thus far. And no, I mean, it's not like if I don't see this girl for a week, I'm giving up. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not worried about it. She's gonna make moves. I'm gonna make moves, and we'll make them together. I ain't worried about it.
So the two of you see this as a long term relationship?
I mean, I thought it was gonna be just a couple of days, but it's really turned into something.
I knew you were gonna say something like that. Yeah. I mean, it's going good.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well. HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, we'll see.
Some good songs out of it, too. I feel like some good inspiration.
For sure.
I saw you looking at each other while you were singing on GMA this morning. That was like a look of love.
Yeah.
It was.
So we can look forward to expecting the romances. I mean, I think anyone who can make it through being on a bus tour for like, how long has it been going now? July, and it's going to go through September, like for 3 months. I mean, that's like a pretty major test of a relationship.
Yeah. And like a reality TV show.
Yeah.
It has been. It has been. He is so patient with me. I am in a bad mood like every 5 hours. And like... Like seriously, I feel bad about it, but Caleb is so patient and he's always so nice to me, and I need to become a better person. So
I'm going to need to meet the brother.
I got one.
He handles me when I'm at my craziest and I love it.
My pleasure.
Yes.
Well, we are very excited to have you here. And when is the very next time that we can see you? Are you playing in New York tonight?
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow
we will be in Westbury.
In Westbury.
Yes.
And okay, so everyone listening can go on the American Idol live tour website to find out where to get tickets and so that they can catch you guys in person. But listen, we loved having you here. Super congratulations to you both. Mm-hmm. And Maddie's having a rough time because you guys were up at like 4 a.m. to go on GMA this morning. And I know you're tired, but we really appreciate you coming by to the Hollywood Life podcast. And please come back and see us again. And we're going to be following your musical careers and your relationship goals.
I appreciate it. Thank you all so much for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you guys for coming in. Bring the brother next time.
I got you.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Bye.